Epstein files continue to crumble the foundations of an old world loosely strung together by its anointed Luciferian power broker. Connections to Saudi royalty have surfaced, while Epstein, being authorized to land at UK Royal Air Force bases, has the British government scratching its head.
But who, if anyone, is following up what we now know from one email that I discovered, which is short, but brings in the Children's Investment Fund, of which Rishi Sunak was a partner, the advisor that sent it, who then goes on to also advise Sarah Ferguson, who is given a royal appointment from Mum, the Queen, for some sort of role that we don't know of, who the next day jumps on a plane to China to arbitrate a trade deal that is facilitated with Prince Andrew, who, as we know, then goes on to take probably a wholly different group of Chinese people into royal palaces before we find out that they are not who they say they are.
The cold case of Alyssa Dmitrijeva pops back up to the surface. A 17-year-old Latvian teenager went missing in August of 2011. A dog walker stumbled across her badly decomposed, partially clothed remains on the Queen's private Sandringham estate in Norfolk, prime royal hunting ground, the kind of place where the Windsors go to shoot pheasants and escape the spotlight. Police immediately launched a full-blown murder probe. Evidence piled up. Phone pings placed her last signal near Sandringham. Two men were in custody, yet no charges, ever. Now under scrutiny as the British royal family squints in the spotlight.
There are villages within this estate, so it is open to the public in many places. Only around the house is it very private and secure. And this happened about a mile away from the main gates to the house, so it is in the Queen's backyard, you could say.
In Norway, across the pond from the UK royal demonic pedos, Crown Princess Mette Marit's son, Marius Borg Hoiby, is on trial in Oslo, facing 38 charges, including 4 counts of rape, aggravated assault, threats, non-consensual filming, and more against multiple women from 2018 to 2024. Newly released Epstein files expose hundreds of emails between Crown Prince Mette Marit and the Mater D of Satan from 2011 to 2018, chatting about island visits for her family, her boredom with royal life, and topics like adultery and suggesting naked women pics as wallpaper for Marius. And right on cue, because she assumes she is above the peasants, she publicly apologizes for her poor judgment.
I just think it's extremely sad. It's sad that we have people at the very top who think it's acceptable to associate with a convicted pedophile. I find that quite tragic.
However, Norway just slammed the door on elite impunity. Former Prime Minister Thorbjørn Jagland, an ex-Nobel Peace Prize committee chair and Council of Europe boss, has been charged with aggravated gross corruption over his deep ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Epstein document dumps exposed emails showing Jagland arranging solo and family trips to Epstein's luxury spots in Paris, New York, and Palm Beach, even after the financier's 2008 conviction for soliciting a minor. Jagland showered Epstein with gifts, travel perks, and possibly loans tied to his influential positions. The Council of Europe has stripped his diplomatic immunity at Norway's request, clearing the path for the indictment.
It is a very serious suspicion, and the circumstances that have been uncovered must be taken very seriously. I am glad that I live in a constitutional state where the prosecuting authorities take their responsibility seriously, and I will be careful not to get involved because it is their responsibility.
Meanwhile, back in the United States,
Goldman Sachs accepted the resignation of its chief legal officer, Kathy Rumler. Recent documents released by the U.S. Justice Department showed she accepted gifts from Epstein and advised him on how to address media inquiries regarding his crimes. Rumler is the most high-profile banking executive to depart after the release of the latest Epstein files.
Still, zero movement on the home team pedo elites. It's the same old protection racket, while the world continues to furiously crack the code. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
That's the latest from John Bound. Find and share it at band.video. The surfacing of royal murder and sex claims. We'll be right back to your daily dispatches. Don't go anywhere.
I love knives. I know you love knives. They have finally gotten a whole bunch of the knives that were sold out back in, and they've gotten a bunch of new, really nice flip knives. These bad boys right here. I mean, these are absolutely amazing. Flip really easy and locks for you. This is Forest Green, murdered out. It's got my little signature on it, so it's a little piece of history. It's a great memento. It's a great gift for your friends and family, and it funds the operation. And they're up to 50% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, get some ultramethylene blue.
What do you got there, Angel Eyes?
It's a new Patriot Silver folding knife from thealexjonesstore.com.
Hey, Blondie, look at me. I got all three.
You're watching The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com.
Annihilate. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The War Room. We've got a massive show for you today. Yes, the war with Iran continues to be a major topic of conversation. We'll get you the latest on that. Apparently, Marco Rubio is briefing the House Democrat or House Republicans, the House in total, on what the plans are for Iran. And some interesting developments with the aircraft carrier USS Gerald Ford, which may be experiencing some mutiny. I think it's actually we're on the way to mutiny in a lot of ways. So we'll get into that as well. Just a ton of stuff to get into today. Let's not waste any time. Let's get right into it. Here it is, your Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Tuesday, the 24th of February, 2026. Declassified CIA files reveal chilling blueprint to manipulate Americans' minds through covert drugging with vaccines. Oh, yeah, right. Who's this from? Alex Jones? What's this, an Alex Jones conspiracy theory? Yeah, right. It's the Daily Mail. Oh, my God. It's mainstream media. They're actually reporting on it. This is incredible. Of course, we've known this since the 70s, but thank you for the Daily Mail to follow up a good 50 years later about Project Artichoke. The report, added to the CIA's reading room in 2025, details the government's once top secret Project Artichoke that ran from 1951 to 56, focusing on behavioral control, interrogation techniques, and psychological manipulation. The 7-page document titled Special Research for Artichoke, with a attachment labeled Suggested Fields for Special Research Relative Artichoke, outlines proposals to develop chemicals capable of altering human behavior. It discusses drugs designed for both immediate effect, like truth serums and long-term influence, potentially administered through food, water, alcohol, or cigarettes. Researchers also suggested such substances could be disguised in medical treatments, such as vaccines or injections. The CIA was also looking into methods beyond chemical, listing hypnosis, sensory deprivation, gases, and other psychological methods for interrogation and behavioral control. Artichoke served as a precursor to the CIA's MKUltra program, which later broadened mind-altering experiments to a larger scale. Many files were destroyed in the 1970s, leaving the full extent of the research and how far it progressed unknown. And yeah, we'll get back into this in just a little bit. It's, of course, just what we've talked about forever. Project Artichoke / Bluebird, Project, you know, MKUltra, Project Mocking Monarch, rather, the Monarch Protocol. These things are all well understood by people who have studied this. After all, most of it came out in the church hearings in the 1970s. We'll get back into this because it's good to see the mainstream media reporting on it. Perhaps we can provide some insight into what's actually going on. Meanwhile, DOJ removed, withheld Epstein files related to accusations about Trump. This from NPR. Department of Justice and Getty Images, the Justice Department has withheld some Epstein files related to allegations that President Trump sexually abused a minor, and NPR investigation finds. It also removed some documents from the public database where accusations against Jeffrey Epstein also mentioned Trump. Some files have not been made public, despite a law mandating their release. These include what appear to be more than 50 pages of FBI interviews, as well as notes from conversations with a woman who accused Trump of sexual abuse decades ago when she was a minor. NPR reviewed multiple sets of unique serial numbers appearing before and after the pages in question, stamped onto documents in the Epstein file database. FBI's case records, emails, and discovery document logs show the latest tranche of documents published at the end of January. NPR investigations found dozens of pages that appear to be cataloged by the Justice Department but not shared publicly. The Justice Department declined to answer NPR's question on the record about these specific files, what's in them, and why they're not published. After publication, the Justice Department reached out to NPR, taking issue with how its responses to questions were framed. Department of Justice spokeswoman Natalie Baldessari reiterated DOJ's stance that any documents not published are privileged, duplicates, or related to ongoing federal investigation. Following NPR's reporting, the House Oversight Committee's ranking member, Representative Robert Garcia, released a statement about the missing files, saying, quote, "Yesterday, I reviewed unredacted evidence logs at the Department of Justice. Oversight documents can confirm that the DOJ appears to have illegally withheld FBI interviews with this survivor who accused President Trump of heinous crimes," Garcia stated. Democrats on the House Oversight Committee have already been investigating this allegation against the president. Will now open a parallel investigation into the DOJ's decision not to release these particular documents. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot of speculation about this. I'm not sure if these are some of the documents that were originally released but then redacted or, you know, taken down from the website. But really, at the end of the day, it just highlights the utter incoherence and incapacity and failure of the Trump administration to manage this in any way whatsoever, let alone a way that actually gets us the information and makes them look honest. They just look like they're covering everything up, and maybe they are. But regardless, it's an overabundance of stupidity and just not being good at their job. Inability to perform this stuff in a normal way. It's really sort of the character of Trump's administration at this point. It's a lot of people that are not very good at their jobs, trying to cover things up, and being not very good at covering things up. And it's just kind of embarrassing, especially when you compare it to somebody like Joe Biden, who had an administration staffed almost entirely with utterly evil, traitorous, and ruthless sort of businessmen, lawyers. They just sort of did their work, sort of put their head down, sort of got things done. They achieved things. They were competent. They were overwhelmingly competent. I remind you again, they were and still are evil and traitors and deserve to be tried for their crimes against America and probably hung if there's any justice to be had. And I'm talking specifically about Merrick Garland and Alejandro Mayorkas and others who, despite their just deliberate destruction of America on an industrial scale, were very good at their jobs. Did it very well. Achieved that stuff in record time and just sort of plodded along and went to work. And it'd be nice if we had literally anybody like that in the Trump administration. Doesn't really seem like we do. Meanwhile, Russia accuses Ukraine of seeking to acquire nuclear weapon with the help of UK and France. Russia has accused Ukraine on Tuesday of trying to obtain a nuclear weapon with help from Britain and France, an allegation Kiev called an absurd lie. A French foreign ministry spokesperson said the allegation was blatant disinformation. A spokesperson for the British Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, said, "There's no truth to this." Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky has publicly criticized Kiev's decision to give up its former Soviet nuclear arsenal in the 1990s without obtaining proper binding security guarantees. But Kiev said it does not seek to reacquire nuclear weapons and respects all international treaties. Well, look, I don't know what the truth is. All I know is that on the Ukraine side are a whole bunch of genocidal liars that have deliberately caused the death of probably over a million innocent people for absolutely no reason or purpose beyond their own ambitions. So I'm going to go with Russia on this one. Judging by the past actions of Keir Starmer, Volodymyr Zelensky, Emmanuel Macron, or Frederick Merz of Germany, I think all of these people are the worst people in the world. They are weasels in suits. So I'm going to go with Russia on this one. I'm going to assume that everything the Europeans are saying are blatant lies, because that's all they almost ever say. Meanwhile, Rubio to brief lawmakers on Iran. President Secretary of State Marco Rubio will brief top lawmakers Tuesday on Iran as the administration weighs possible strikes, according to two people granted anonymity to disclose the planned private meeting. The briefing will be held virtually, another person said, and will include House and Senate leadership, as well as the top membership of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees. It will take place hours after President Donald Trump is due to deliver his State of the Union address at the Capitol. An earlier State Department advisory said the briefing would happen at the White House, but it wasn't on Trump's publicly released schedule. The administration has been building up U.S. forces in the Middle East as it mulls potential military action against Iran. Though Trump hasn't indicated he's made a final decision, he warned of, quote, really bad things if a deal isn't reached and with Tehran on its nuclear enrichment program slash ballistic missile program, you know, slash, I don't know, domestic protest containment. Just whatever the latest excuse is, and we'll get back to this because, you know, it's obvious. People have been pointing this out for a long time, but I have a article today that just lays out all of the various excuses we've heard for going to war with Iran, none of which actually justify war, none of which would actually demand a military response, and just the sheer fact that there are so many excuses. It means that the real reason isn't being discussed. If there was a real reason to go to Iran, that's what you'd be hearing over and over again. First, it's about nuclear weapons. Now it's about ballistic missiles. Actually, it's because they chant that they hate the USA. And it's just like, okay, none of this is the real reason. And that is obvious. So they're treating us like fools, like absolute fools. And yes, Trump will be delivering the State of the Union address tonight. Will begin around 9 p.m. Eastern time. Trump is expected to tout his administration's action and focus on the economy. At least a dozen Democrat lawmakers are opting to skip the speech and instead participate in a counter program at the National Mall. Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger will deliver the Democratic response to Trump's speech, because of course she will. Trump faces a public that increasingly questions his priorities and expresses broad doubts about whether his policies are helping the nation, according to a CNN poll conducted by SSRS. Trump reportedly told reporters ahead of the address that if Iran does want to make a deal to avoid U.S. military strikes more than he does, but so far Tehran has been unwilling to say explicitly it won't build nuclear weapons. Which again, it's like, well, the way that you've behaved, the way that America and Israel have behaved over the last 3 years, I frankly don't blame them for wanting a nuclear weapon. I think if there's one thing that's been revealed by Israel's behavior over the last 2 years, it's that having a nuclear weapon really gives you a lot of freedom of action. Really, you can do a lot of whatever the hell you want as long as you are able to wield nuclear blackmail against anybody trying to stop you. I mean, there's a reason that Nicolas Maduro was scooped up, but somebody like, I don't know, Kim Jong-il isn't, right? It's because one has nuclear weapons, the other doesn't. That's your Daily Dispatch, brought to you, of course, by thealexjonesstore.com. We've got two major discounts happening right now on Methylene Blue and Methylene Red. Methylene Blue is 25% off, Methylene Red 50% off. And get them together to maximize their power. And these are available, of course, only at thealexjonesstore.com. Supplies will not last. And you know, the globalists, in all of their machinations, they really need one thing above all else. Their one greatest desire is that the American people be demoralized, sick, weak, beset by brain fog and distraction and depression. These things help you fight all of that. They want you foggy, tired, and compliant. Do not let them win. Alex Jones Naturals is hitting back with the ultimate nootropic power stack. You can get Ultra Methylene Blue, which skyrockets cellular energy, sharpens memory, and mental clarity like absolutely nothing else. And you combine that with Ultra Methylene Red, which is a sour strawberry liquid flavor, loaded with active B vitamins, TMG, ALCAR, CoQ10. It bypasses genetic blocks, regenerates nerves, crushes inflammation, boosts your mood, focus, and energy to insane levels, combine them and maximize their potential. They're greater than the sum of their parts. Laser-like focus with zero brain fog, explosive mitochondrial energy with no crashes, sharper memory and faster learning, mood motivation surge plus long-term brain projection, all in great tasting, rapid absorbing liquids, no junk fillers, third-party tested, made in the USA, top quality everything at thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison if you want to let them know who sent you. With that, let's continue to talk about what's going on with Jeffrey Epstein, as not only is it still a obviously major topic of conversation, hasn't diminished in importance at all in the, been 3 weeks? two and a half weeks now that it's been since it's been released. Not only is it obviously still dominating headlines and in crazy ways, but it's also incumbent on us. Like, we have to make sure that this stays at the top of our attention, because the people in the Epstein list would love if we just sort of let it fall to the wayside, start focusing on other stuff. But we're not going to do that. We're going to keep bringing it up until these people are treated in the way that they should be. And we'll get to that in just a second. But let's go to clip 28 here. This is Representative Thomas Massie on the floor of the Congress expressing his frustration with the Trump DOJ and the blatant lies they keep telling to the American people. Let's go to clip 28 here.
Congress created the Department of Justice. Congress funds the Department of Justice. And Congress is responsible for the oversight of the Department of Justice. When will we see justice? I'll tell you what I've not seen. I've not seen any arrests from the revelations in the Epstein files, over 3 million documents describing horrible things, describing unspeakable things, much of it redacted. Over 24 people have resigned, CEOs, members of government worldwide. But I haven't seen any arrests or investigations here in the United States from this Department of Justice. Prince Andrew, Duke of York, who has since been stripped of his royalty, his royal titles, due to his affiliation with Jeffrey Epstein, has been arrested. Peter Mandelson, who previously served as UK's ambassador to the United States, resigned in disgrace from United Kingdom's House of Lords and the Labour Party. And he's been arrested. Former Prime Minister of Norway, Torbjørn Jagland, has been charged. But we don't see any charges, arrests, or investigations in the United States. What do we see? We see our FBI director celebrating in the locker room at the Olympics overseas. It's fine to be proud of this country. But we should be proud of this country because we have a system of justice that works. And yet we do not. Who are the men that should be investigated? I'll name them right here. Leon Black. You don't even have to see past the redactions to see that this man needs to be investigated. Jess Staley, accused of terrible things. It's right there in the files. Why is he not being investigated? And Leslie Wexner. Why did the FBI list him as a co-conspirator in their own documents, in a child sex trafficking case, and then tell him, according to him, that they had no questions for him? Why is that? Well, the Epstein Files Transparency Act requires the DOJ and the FBI to disclose to us their internal memos and emails about how they made those decisions, whether to prosecute or not prosecute. Yet they have not delivered those memos. And we still don't have the memos and documents and emails from 2008 to explain why Jeffrey Epstein was given such a light sentence in what would have been an open and shut case of child sex trafficking, which allowed him to go back and recommit these terrible crimes, create hundreds of more victims, and ensnare so many other people in his conspiracy. Where are those documents that describe those decisions? We need justice. We want the Department of Justice to get to work, and that's what they need to do now.
Absolutely. Very powerful stuff from Thomas Massie. I agree with him completely. And, of course, they're all in on it, right? They're all in on it. Do you understand? Like, the media, they're all in on it. The royal family, they're all in on it. The government of the UK, all in on it. The U.S., the Congress, these intelligence agencies absolutely 100% in on it. So they're all incentivized not to have this explosive material come out. The good news is we don't need any of them. We do need the Department of Justice to listen to the Congress. We do need people like Thomas Massie wielding his power in the legislature effectively and in accordance with the will of the American people. But we don't actually need the mainstream media to cover this. We don't actually need the intelligence agencies to tell us what is obvious to our own eyes. And if we did need that, if you did require such a thing, then, well, here's Nancy Mace, Congresswoman, who's had an opportunity to look at the unredacted files, and she says it in no uncertain words. Yeah, he was an intelligence agency, and the intelligence agencies are protecting themselves by withholding information. Let's watch.
Do you think there will be arrests in America?
No, I don't. I have no confidence in our justice system. I think it's a system of injustice. I think the way that these victims and others get justice are seeing people, if they're not going to go to jail, be removed from boards, be publicly shamed out of civil society, lose their companies. You're starting to see some of that. The dominoes are falling, but they're not falling fast enough. And that's why I'm really intent on getting all the files out there. I don't believe there's any more investigation. There are not going to be any more indictments because I believe Epstein was an intel asset, maybe of one or multiple nations. And that's why our country protected him and the information and videos and audio that he had on other world leaders. But until people go to jail, people want justice. And that's the only way we're going to get it right now.
So it's up to us. So it sounds like it's up to us. And of course it is, because the people involved are the ones pulling the string and have been for decades, because this is an intergenerational thing. And obviously Robert Maxwell, super spy, handed off his operation to his daughter, Ghislaine Maxwell, whose sisters were deeply involved with all of this sort of stuff. Of course, the intergenerational aspect involves not only those participating in Jeffrey Epstein's international pedophile cabal, but also those tasked with taking it down, like the fine patriots at the Southern District of New York, you know, people like Maureen Comey, James Comey's daughter, or people like the guy who wrote this article. The Epstein file should have never been released. This is an opinion article from the New York Times called "The Epstein File Should Have Never Been Released." Before we get into the argument that this guy is making, maybe you should know who he is. The author of this article is Daniel Richman. He is a law professor at Columbia University and a former federal prosecutor in the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York. No wonder the pedophiles aren't being prosecuted. Not only that, his name might strike a bell, because this is the very man that James Comey was leaking to. When it was discovered that he was sending information to a colleague that was then sending it to media outlets, leaking information with one step removed, this was the guy he was leaking to. So this guy, co-worker with Maureen Comey, who was, of course, involved in the Epstein cover-up the second time he was arrested, wrote an article for the New York Times called "The Epstein File Should Have Never Been Released." Gee, I wonder if he had any personal reason to say that. It's pretty interesting, if you ask me. And I don't even get what his argument is. I don't know. It's basically just like, this is breaking the rule of law, I guess. But it's like, obviously, there is no rule of law. Obviously, the release of these documents is a gigantic expose revealing that the rule of law literally doesn't exist for a certain class of people who were friends with Jeffrey Epstein, because they're constantly committing crimes and being open about it, and then talking about how they're going to get away with it and communicating with the very people that would be in charge of holding them to account. Duh. I'm sorry. But obviously the people involved wouldn't want that revealed. But obviously the people who are tasked with going after the criminals, who are in fact friends with and in bed with the criminals, aren't going to do that, and then are going to tell you it's really bad for the rule of law. It's bad for the our system. It's an attack against it's practically an insurrection. It's January 6th all over again. I can't believe these radical, MAGA anti-Semites are trying to tear down our beautiful and necessary temples of democracy. Or they're just criminals who don't want to get caught.
We've got to get to a point where we are self-sufficient again, Texas. And when it comes to health, also food, our food needs to be clean, number one. It just needs to be clean. And
Florida has pointed out, put that back on screen, all these major brands have got hundreds of times the glyphosate you should have.
Glyphosate.
Absolutely. Your doctor tells us what that does.
Oh, this is gonna change your brain. This is going to set you up.
It erases your blood-brain barrier.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really an accelerant or an adjuvant. Absolutely. Everything in there. Explain that.
It destroys the blood-brain barrier. So that's a protective thing that happens between the cerebral spinal fluid and your fluids inside the brain. and the things that attack it from the outside. Once that barrier is depleted, then it's subject to all kinds of heavy metals, things that get sprayed from the sky, right? Barium, aluminum, all these things that are it protects you from. Why methylene blue works? It does. It counters that. It's.
Oh, let me ask you that. 45 minutes in, you feel it, Doc?
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Be honest though, you got your own special brand. Is this good or what?
No, this is the same effect I'm getting, but it feels right. Yeah, it feels right. Yeah, it's a little easier to take. Yeah.
By easier, what do you mean compared
just
to
just in the way it feels, you know, just going down, drinking it. But it's
so this one tastes better, but it's as good as the one your doctor gave.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, so your doctor must have a good one.
We'll see. We'll go down the road a little ways, I'll text you.
Guys, get him a couple bottles of this. I need Doc Chambers endorsing this.
I'm not getting it for free, but I'll definitely help.
No, you're getting it down. Come on. Free your butt. It's amazing.
Hey, this is Doc Chambers here. I'm out in the field right now. Day off from the campaign trail doing some work. I got things to catch up on, so it's called a refit day. But I'm getting refit with Alex Jones's methylene blue. It's pretty good. I got to say, I've been using it on the road since we left the studios. And I've been taking it for a while. I had a traumatic brain injury in Iraq in 2004. There's been a lot of studies out there that show that with post-dementia patients and TBI patients, it's just been used for years. It's just not very well known with regard to demyelination, what it can do to improve your cognition. So that's your brain. Your brain housing these stuff. Hey, thanks, Alex. Appreciate you. We're going to stay on it.
Powered by Methylene Blue, Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexshowstore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back, folks. This is the War Room. We'll cover a little bit more of what's happening with the Epstein files and move on to what's going on with Iran, as there's some very interesting developments. In fact, I just broke from Press TV. Iran has launched its first ballistic missile capable ship vessel. That's interesting. So we'll have to get into that here in just a second. But a few more interesting notes when it comes to Jeffrey Epstein. You have yet another major consequence in Europe, despite America not seemingly being able to do anything about what's been revealed in the Epstein files. UK government remains on the brink of collapse. They're arresting Peter Mandelson and the former prince. Now you have this. Mr. Human Rights, ex-Norwegian Prime Minister Jagland, hospitalized from attempted suicide after being charged over the Epstein ties. See, this is correct. This is good. This is what we should. Everyone in the Epstein file should be attempting suicide. That's the goal here. Okay? Not really. I really wish they would just come clean and tell us what's really going on, and then we could forgive them and embrace them as whistleblowers. But suicide is a great option, too. Made. Medically assisted in, punishment or whatever. MAPE. And I'm not kidding. And by the way, it's not a joke. I'm glad this happened. I'm a loving person, but in absence of a system of justice actually doing what it should to punish these people, punishing themselves is a great alternative. Them taking it into their own hands to apply the, you know, duly and a lawfully prescribed punishment for their crimes, it saves us money. We don't have to go through a trial. Just jump straight to the last step. I love it. It's very efficient, very Norwegian of them. Former Norwegian Prime Minister Thorbjørn Jagland was reportedly hospitalized this week following a failed suicide attempt just days after he was formally charged with aggravated corruption, where he faces a 10-year prison sentence over his ties to globalist pedo Jeffrey Epstein. According to Norwegian news outlet iNyheter, Jagland, who was labeled a great friend and Mr. Human Rights by Epstein, was also the chair of the Norwegian Nobel Committee, served as Secretary General of the Council of Europe, and led the controversial decision to award the Nobel Peace Prize to President Barack Obama in 2009, where he delivered the presentation speech for the ceremony. Norwegian news outlets were reportedly asked to refrain from reporting on the suicide attempt, but the OSINT platform Fetux Network and others published the story. Regarding the investigation into his Epstein connection, the European Conservative reported, Norwegian police said on Thursday, February 12th, they have searched the properties belonging to former Prime Minister Thorbjørn Jagland following the launch of an anti-corruption probe over his dealings with U.S. sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Jagland is being investigated after documents released by the U.S. Justice Department in January suggested that he and or his family stayed or vacationed with Epstein between 2011 and 2018. Yeah, maybe we need to enlist the Europeans. Maybe we need some sort of Nuremberg-style, international court. Maybe that's what we need. Because obviously the American government is far too involved in this corruption to ever do anything about it. The Europeans, to my ongoing shock and bemusement, are actually holding their leadership to account. Amazing. At the same time that they're, you know, trying to delete all of the data in the data banks about the rape gangs that have plagued Britain for several decades. I don't get it. I don't understand what's motivating them. They are constantly engaged in the most suicidal and corrupt behavior you could ever imagine. But in this case, they're actually holding people to account and investigating claims made in the Epstein files. This is what we need. I don't know. Well, how about our judges that are good can go over there and deport everybody, and then there are all their judges that are actually holding the elite to account can come over here and arrest all the Epstein people. I don't know what we need to do here, but I guess if they just want to kill themselves, that's fine. I guess at the end of the day, that is fine with me. So great. Do that. Because it's getting very frustrating. It's getting very frustrating knowing that absolutely nothing is happening to all these people and that this information is not new. It's only new to us. Yeah, that's him on the left handing out the Nobel Peace Prize to Barack Obama. Not a surprise. I mean, they're all in on it, and there's Obama being a good little puppet for them. Wonderful. Meanwhile, CBS News uncovers a bombshell 69-page DEA memo hidden in the Epstein files detailing a 5-year federal probe into Jeffrey Epstein for wire transfers linked to, quote, illicit drug and or prostitution activities in the U.S. Virgin Islands and New York. This is from The Epstein Files on X at The Epstein Files. Launched in 2010 and still ongoing in 2015, it tracked around $50 million in shady transfers to accounts in Switzerland, France, Cayman Islands, and New York. The memo names 14 other redacted targets. Shocker. It exposes new Epstein-linked probes, ICE investigations in West Palm Beach, Las Vegas, and Paris, plus an FBI case from 2006 active through 2015. An insane twist, SDNY prosecutors who nabbed Epstein in 2019 claimed they never knew about this DEA investigation. The web just got deeper. And you just think about, just try to, not pay taxes on a gift to your grandchild and see how effective the U.S. government is at tracking down this type of stuff. When it comes to Epstein, they'll just monitor the situation. They'll just watch for year over year. It's tens of millions of dollars as, you know, flitted between illegal or anonymous bank accounts and paying for children. They just watch, they monitor, they investigate. Oh, we really got to gather all this data. You don't understand how complicated these cases are. You don't understand what goes in to, you know, getting these guys. You know, if we don't do this right, it's like, no, you're just covering up. You're just covering up for them. What are you talking about? Stop treating us like fools. And this is from Matt Bracken. Yeah, Jeffrey Epstein was the subject of a DEA probe that spanned 5 years, heavily redacted documents reveal. Again, at least 5 years. That was 5 years after he was initially busted for them. They knew what he was doing the entire time. I don't know why they were pretending to investigate him for that period, but not acting on it and allowing God only knows how many people to be victimized or how many crazy global scams to be weaponized by this guy. So this is from Matt Bracken. He says, I put this in easy to read format so you can share it with your normie friends. And it's a collection of revelations from the Epstein files. It says this: in February 2016, Jeffrey Epstein wrote an email to Peter Thiel, co-founder of PayPal and Palantir, with a sentence that should have made the front page of every newspaper in the Western world. As you probably know, I represent the Rothschilds. The sentence in the Epstein files, this sentence is in the Epstein files. It's from Epstein himself. It's an official document. The United States Department of Justice and the mainstream media press treated it as it would a footnote about the weather in Bermuda. Yeah, I mean, you mentioned the Rothschilds, but, you know, who cares? The name Rothschild appears nearly 12,000 times across the 3.8 million pages released in January 2026. 12,000 times, by comparison, Clinton appears at a significantly lower frequency. But in a media ecosystem that Chomsky helped build, repeating the name of Rothschild in an investigative context is automatically reclassified as conspiratorial delusion. Convenient when yours is the most cited name in the largest child sex trafficking scandal in modern history. Les Wexner, the billionaire founder of Victoria's Secret and Epstein's largest known benefactor, testified under oath before the House Oversight Committee on February 18, 2026, asked about the credentials that led him to entrust Epstein with his full power of attorney over his finances. He answered plainly, his personal work for the Rothschild family in France. He added, quote, specifically, I spoke to Elie de Rothschild. He represented their whole family. Under oath, before the United States Congress, Wexner's attorney was caught whispering to his client on hot mic, I'll effing kill you if you answer another question with more than five words. Desperation has recognizable symptoms. The documents confirm what Wexner revealed. In October 2015, Southern Trust Company, Inc., chaired by Epstein and based in the Virgin Islands, entered a $25 million contract with Edmund de Rothschild Holding SA. The subject, risk analysis and application of certain algorithms, $25 million for a convicted child sex offender to run algorithms for the wealthiest family in Europe. If this were a TV script, no studio would buy it for lack of plausibility. Ariane de Rothschild, CEO of Edmund de Rothschild's group since 2023, exchanged emails with Epstein over a dozen times per month. The Wall Street Journal confirmed in 2023 that she met with him in person more than a dozen times after his conviction. The bank's initial defense was to deny any contact. Later, they admitted the meeting took place as part of her normal duties. Normal duties apparently include regular meetings with convicted pedophiles. In 2014, Epstein wrote to Arian, quote, the coup in Ukraine should provide many opportunities. Many, a financial manager convicted of child sexual exploitation, discussing geopolitical opportunities with the heiress of a $236 billion banking empire. That's a massive undercount. This should have been front page news. It became editorial silence. Across the Atlantic, WikiLeaks emails had already exposed the relationship between Hillary Clinton and Lynn Forth de Rothschild. In September 2010, Clinton, then Secretary of State, wrote to Lady de Rothschild, apologizing for having pulled Tony Blair away from a private engagement with the Rothschilds in Aspen to attend Middle East negotiations. The phrase is verbatim, quote, let me know what penance I owe you. The Secretary of State of the world's greatest power asking penance of a private citizen. In January 2015, before Hillary announced her candidacy, Lynn was already drafting her economic policy in emails to aide Cheryl Mills. We need to craft economic message for Hillary. Whoever runs American politics is not necessarily on the ballot. Alan Dershowitz, Epstein's former attorney and Harvard professor emeritus, declared publicly in 2019, quote, I was introduced to Epstein by Lady Lynn Rothschild. She introduced Epstein to Bill Clinton and Prince Andrew. The connector between the pedophile and two of the most powerful men on the planet had a surname, and that surname appears 12,000 times in the files. And you really have to understand, I mean, you know, it really the greatest, you know, you talk about the greatest trick the devil ever pulled. This is it right here, where it says this name, Rothschild, in an investigation, in an investigative context, automatically reclassifies you as a conspiratorial delusion. Do you understand what it took to accomplish that, to achieve that? I don't even know if I can, like, explain to you what this is saying. The Rothschilds are so deeply involved in so many conspiracies that by virtue of their overwhelming presence, it's not believed when they're included in conspiracies. It doesn't make sense, really, but that is what's happening. Is that if you point out the Rothschilds are a part of something, it becomes, oh, great, you know, you might as well be talking about the reptilians, right? You might as well be wearing a tinfoil hat and talking about Bigfoot, because, oh, the classic conspiracy of the Rothschilds. But if you remember, one of my favorite documents of all time that I've spent hours and hours on over the last couple years, I like to call the Eagle 2 document, and it is a novel-like description of the foundation of the global shadow government. And what it talks about, it's a leaked document that was compiled for Senator Ted Kennedy in the 80s, and it's from the FBI reporting on the CIA's clandestine drug running operation and how it got started during Vietnam and how it led to the overthrow of the Japanese government. That's another thing people are pointing out, because there's this, been this big upheaval in the Japanese government recently, that the leading party, who still in power, and it's Shinzo Abe's party and everything, the LDP, Liberal Democratic Party of Japan, was founded incontrovertibly, like it's on their Wikipedia page. They were founded by the CIA in the 1950s, and they have held control in Japan for like 75% of the intervening time. But that's just a side note. It's just worth it to point out how massive, all-encompassing, and wide-ranging, you know, this operation was. They literally, to cover up the drug running they were doing, they like were overthrowing the government of Japan, amongst other things. But as you read this and you learn about how George H.W. Bush, and it was called the Council of Five, and it was, you know, heads of the CIA, future heads of the CIA, William Colby, the Phoenix Program, murdering tens of thousands of so-called dissidents, a.k.a. local people in Southeast Asia that were not wanting to sell drugs for the American army to the American servicemen, so they all came back addicted to heroin. It's a very wide-ranging and complicated conspiracy, but at the end of it all, they basically say, you know, we ran into some trouble, there were some leaks, there was some, you know, touch-and-go moments here or there, and U.S. Congress started looking into it. Frank Church, amongst others, started to notice this was the, you know, beginning of Iran-Contra and all of that. And it says a couple things happened. For one thing, it said that George H.W. Bush was put as head of the CIA specifically to remove all of this information, to hide all of the files. He was in on it from the beginning. They were starting to look into it. They needed somebody in there to burn the documents, knowing which ones to burn, and he did that very successfully. But then they say that the entire operation has been moved away from the CIA, where it was originally created, masterminded, and started. But the operation, the Eagle 2 operation, was moved to a little house in Paris under the control of the Rothschilds. And it says in this document, who represent the real shadow power of the world. Now, that was compiled in the 1980s, and it just goes to show the Rothschilds run the world and have for the last 50 years at least. But obviously, you don't get to the point where you're running black ops, you know, Iran-Contra style global weapons and drug trades. Like, you don't start there, right? It's a long and slow buildup to there. And of course, the long and slow buildup began all the way back in the early 1800s. Following the victory at Waterloo, you could even take it back further to the late 1700s and the creation of the Rothschild banks throughout Europe. But they just operate like a nobility. Like, it's not hard to figure out how this works. People marry into the family marries distant cousins to keep the money in the family, and it's just a family operation, and they're like royalty. They inherit the operation, they inherit the trillions and trillions of dollars that the Rothschilds control. And they sit at the top of the pyramid. Below them sits Vanguard and BlackRock and State Street. And below them sit all of the major, you know, corporations, name brands, Walmart and Coca-Cola and all of that. And then under them is all. So it is a pyramid structure. And at the top sit the Rothschilds. Jeffrey Epstein was one of their agents. So when you talk about, did he work for Israel? Did he work for America? Did he work for the CIA? He was an intelligence agent in some regard. Sure, he was used by both of those intelligence agencies, probably as well as MI6 or MI5. But at the end of the day, his boss was the Rothschilds. And the Rothschilds, being the founders of the state of Israel, being the progenitors of that entire nation state, operate as a country unto themselves, right? They operate with the impunity and the immunity of diplomats wherever they go, of heads of state, even though nobody elected them, nobody holds them to account, and most of their power is exercised in total secrecy until a big reveal like this comes out. So it's the Rothschilds at the end of the day, and it's kind of sickening how much of the world they control when you really look into it. And the real sickening part is that you have all of this European history that they have systematically gathered unto themselves. They own like the most castles in Europe. Every other castle in Europe is just owned by a Rothschild. And so, you know, when you look on these castles as the national inheritance of the people of Germany or Czechia or wherever else, it was captured, bought out using money they summoned out of thin air, or economic manipulation that's only, you know, legal in the vaguest sense, one way or another, by hook and crook. They swindled Europe out of its entire inheritance and still to this day operate as an untouchable noble class, okay, with more money than you'll ever know or I'll ever know. They say $286 billion. Nothing. It's a pittance. These people are worth trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. And they use those trillions of dollars to fund pedophile blackmail networks, to control governments. Yeah, you can go all the way back to, I mean, who got us into the First World War? Well, it was the Balfour Declaration, to Lord Rothschild. Who was the first person to report that the USS Maine had exploded in the Cuban harbor? It was a Rothschild. You have this family that is literally the engine behind Iran-Contra and the drug running there, behind the State of Israel, the creation of the terror gangs that created that country, and then, of course, the country itself, the Balfour Declaration, where the Rothschilds agreed to use their vast network and influence to change the media landscape in America, to get America into the First World War on behalf of England. I mean, they're proud of this. This isn't even conspiracy. It's not even like I'm speculating. You can just go through a list of publicly acknowledged contributions to humanity by the Rothschilds, and it's cabals of pedophiles. It's starting practically every war you care to mention. Going again all the way back to the U.S.-Spanish War, right? And there's them with the Rockefellers. Two peas in a pod. So, just understand what we're dealing with here when we talk about the Epstein files. And it's amazing because I really don't want us to underestimate the level of awakening that's happening here. I go out of my way to talk to normies. I go out of my way to talk to people, to keep up friendships or relationships with people that don't care about politics. Because when something like this happens, I got to test the water. I got to know. We all know all this. Everybody who follows me on Twitter, and I follow on Twitter, we're delving into this. What's the average normie think? Turns out the average normie is actually getting a lot of this. And again, it's like I was talking to somebody this weekend, and you know, he said it was like I was like, well, it's been a lot of, you know, it's been very validating for us, right? We've been really validated. He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, you know, global pedophile, satanic blackmail ring running the world. That's kind of what we're all about. Like, yeah, I guess that is what's happening here. And it's like, yeah, that's what's happening here. Yes, it is a global pedophile vampire ring of evil. It is a cabal of psychopaths ruling the world. and they are engaged in the most evil you could possibly imagine. You think it's hard for them to torture and kill a baby to death to get its adrenochrome when they're sending a million Ukrainians to die and don't even think twice about it? No, you're dealing with generations of psychopaths passing their psychopathy onto their children, along with billion-dollar fortunes. And they're engaged in subversion and manipulation in every possible way you can imagine. From what we see on TV to what's composed in our video games to what clothes are popular to just in general the, you know, progressive denigration of American society in terms of decency and Christian attitudes. Things like Victoria's Secret. You know, it's like normal for us. Do you know how like crazy it was for like there to be an underwear store? It's why it's called Victoria's Secret. It's because it's like nobody talked about that. You weren't supposed to like, nobody's going to advertise underwear. Like you didn't do that type of thing. You certainly weren't going to show pictures of women in their underwear. And Victoria's Secret was like, actually, we are going to do that. And we're going to irrevocably change the perception of Americans in the process. And who was behind that? It was this very same cabal. So like you really can't overestimate the negative, the malicious influence that like 100 people have had. You take the Rothschilds, you take their descendants and their cousins, and then people like Jeffrey Epstein and Les Wexner who were involved. There's like 100 people, and it's just like every war, every denigration of American society, it's all from them, and it's all on purpose. And they talk about the effects that they're having in the emails, where they talk about, you know, nobody's going to overthrow us because they're all distracted by football. Like, they say that. Yes, we've been saying it for decades because it's been obvious to anybody paying attention, but hits a little bit harder when it's the very people engaged in it bragging about its efficacy. It just goes on and on. And then you have this. Jeffrey Epstein, science activist, backs the largest Catholic organization in the U.S. Virgin Islands. So this is a story from back in 2012 when they're celebrating the generous donations from philanthropist Jeffrey Epstein to keep up the Catholic Charities of the Virgin Islands, which happens to be, by the way, one of the main places that the Catholic Church would send its priest after they were busted. You know, the whole thing about the Catholic Church harboring pedophiles was that if they got reports of priests engaged in that sort of activity, instead of punishing them or turning them over to the cops, they would just move them somewhere else so their reputation didn't follow them and they could just do it all over again. One of their favorite places to send Catholic priests engaged in this stuff was to the Virgin Islands, where they were living in a place and fed by charities funded by Jeffrey Epstein, prolific and notorious child predator. Money. It's all connected, folks.
We've got to get to a point where we are self-sufficient again, Texas. And when it comes to health, also food, our food needs to be clean, number one. It just needs to be clean. And
Florida has pointed out, put that back on screen, all these major brands have got, like, you know, hundreds of times the glyphosate you should have.
Glyphosate.
Absolutely. Well, your doctor tells us what that does.
Oh, this is gonna change your brain. This is going to set you up.
It erases your blood-brain barrier.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really an accelerant or an adjuvant. Absolutely. Everything in there. Explain that.
It destroys the blood-brain barrier. So that's a protective thing that happens between the cerebral spinal fluid and your fluids inside the brain and the things that attack it from the outside. Once that barrier is depleted, then it's subject to all kinds of heavy metals, things that get sprayed from the sky, right? Barium, aluminum, all these things that it protects you from. Why methylene blue works? It does. It counters that. It's.
Oh, let me ask you that. 45 minutes in, you feel it, Doc?
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Be honest though, you got your own special brand. Is this good or what?
No, this is the same effect I'm getting, but it feels right. Yeah, it feels right. Yeah, it's a little easier to take. Yeah.
By easier, what do you mean? Compared
just
to
in the you know the way it feels, you know, just going down, drinking it. But it's.
So this one tastes better, but it's as good as the one your doctor gave.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. So your doctor must have a good one.
We'll see. We'll go down the road a little ways. I'll text you.
Guys, get him a couple bottles of this. I need Doc Chambers endorsing this.
I'm not getting it for free, but I'll definitely help.
No, you're getting it down. Come on. Free your blood. It's amazing.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue. At TheAlexShowStore.com.
Unlimited power.
Volunteer power.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.